Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Wednesday, the 28th of November. We've got two really interesting topics today. Talking Horse Production with us in just a minute. And I want to introduce you, first of all, to Leanne Johnson, who is MU Staff for Life Helicopter Service. And actually, Leanne, you are the Chief Flight Nurse.
That's correct.
For the Staff for Life Helicopter. And one reason you're here today is it's celebrating 30 years of service in Central Missouri for that helicopter.
Yep, we've been around that long.
Yeah, and you've been part of it for 28 years, almost 30 years. Yep. So what is the most important piece of information that you want to get across to our listeners and viewers about that service?
Well, we're celebrating 30 years of being, we're the third helicopter in the state ever to be established. Now there's a lot of helicopters.
Yeah.
We were the third one.
You were number three.
We were number three.
Over those years, off the top of your head, do you know how many lives you have saved because of that helicopter?
You know, we think about this and it's almost mind-boggling. We think about the lives that we've saved or made an impact on, but it's not only that one person, but it's like stories we were talking about earlier, the family of that person that's impacted and the loved one of that person that's impacted.
So it's thousands.
We have been involved with thousands of people.
And I hope that I never have to take a ride on your helicopter.
Not either.
Because of illness, but it is comforting to know that it is there and it's available for everybody in this area. I was telling you, I live about 30-35 miles north of town, and it seems like at least once a day that Staff for Life helicopter flies over my house. You're going between Columbia and Moberly or Columbia and Macon, back and forth.
Yes, we have one here in Columbia, and we also have one stationed over in Lamont, Missouri, and that helps service the Truman Lake area.
Now, you're unveiling
a brand new helicopter. You wouldn't believe it. It's so amazing. It's the new black and gold logo, and it has a great big tiger on the side of it, on each side. And then on the belly, when we fly over, there's a great big tiger on the bottom of it, too.
Oh, okay.
So,
besides the deck, well, it's kind of hard to miss you. I mean, we know it's you. But besides the decoration, what is special about the inside of that helicopter?
Oh, we have, it's like a mini emergency room, a mini critical care ICU room. It's more space than we've ever had before to work inside of it, to take care of patients with special equipment. We're able to put on additional gear and things like that.
Could you perform surgery in that helicopter if you had to?
Well, not to the extent of they do in the operating rooms, but we do emergency procedures that will help save someone's life, like chest procedures and airway procedures.
So all of that in the helicopter?
Yes, we have a lot of training. My team, I'm so proud of them. They are top-notch.
Right.
They have to go through a lot to get to do this.
Well, congratulations on 30 years.
Come by and see us.
Oh, I'd love to.
Come by and see our new helicopter instead of watching us fly over.
Yes, yes. Can people come by and just take a look?
Oh, absolutely. We love visitors.
If people want more information, do they have to set up an appointment to come by or just come by?
They're welcome to come by and just ask for a flight nurse or a flight paramedic or
and
pilot.
And you'll take them in the helicopter and show them around.
Yeah. We'll give them a tour.
But they can't expect a ride.
No, we save that for the sick people.
Okay. All right. Leanne, thank you so much for
thanks
coming
for having
by.
Me.
Head flight nurse, Staff for Life helicopter. Mm-hmm. You're celebrating 28 years and the helicopter is 30 years.
Right. 30 years old.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Now I turn to my friend on the left side, Ed Hansen, Talking Horse Production, and we have You brought along a special guest.
I did.
Barbara Salvadori Heritage.
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank
Welcome
you.
To Radio
nice
Friend,
to meet
Barbara
you.
Salvadori Heritage.
Thank you.
I love
it's
that
a long name.
Yeah, that's a beautiful name.
Thank you.
And you were the director of The Dining Room with
yes.
Talking Hearts Production. What's The Dining Room about, either one of you?
Well, I'll talk about it a little bit. It's a show that's almost like sketch comedy. It's mm-hmm. Lots of little vignettes, about 3 to 5 minutes long, that all take place in dining rooms in America at various time periods.
Well, it's kind of like the old Carol Burnett show when she did the little sketches, the five-minute sketches.
Yeah, kind mm-hmm. of. Or if you think of Saturday Night Live sketches
yes.
being kind of brief. And they tend to sort of overlap each other. So maybe you have a sketch about a father in the 1930s having breakfast with his children, mm-hmm. and then the sketch that comes right after that is set in the 1950s, and it's a whole different scenario of people.
Yes.
And they just sort of overlap.
Yeah.
And the overall picture that you get is how the use of the dining room has changed in American society from being mm-hmm. sort of the center of activity within a family to almost being a forgotten room.
Mm-hmm.
That we only use
the
dining room 4 or 5 times a year now.
Yeah, I guess it
know,
is.
For special occasions.
Right.
Yes.
So as a director, mm-hmm. Barbara Salvadori Heritage, I'm going to pronounce that name as much as I can.
Thank
as
you.
A director, is it difficult to have so many different sketches in one production?
Not necessarily, because I try to keep the same concept. For the actors, it's more challenging, I guess. But we try to make sure each character is its own separate personality, has its own personality.
Are they all the same actors playing the different characters in the different sketches?
We have, yes, each actor plays several characters.
I'm actor number one in this show. I'm actually yeah. performing in this show, and I play 8 different people.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So that's kind of like Greater Tuna with the
characters. A little bit.
But with all the different people, Greater Tuna, there's 2 people playing like 30 or 40 different characters.
Right.
So how many actors do you have?
Actors? We have 6.
You have 6.
3 men and 3 women.
And they're playing an average of 6 to 8 characters?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's called The Dining Room, and when do you open?
We open
tomorrow
evening.
Thursday, November the 29th.
Thursday the 29th, and we run Thursday through Sunday for 2 weeks. So
okay, so you open tomorrow night, and you run Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then next, the first weekend, the second weekend in December.
And then the 6th through the 9th of December also.
Okay, so mm-hmm. if people want tickets, how will they get those tickets, Barbara Salvadori Heritage?
They can actually go to our website.
Okay.
www.talkinghorseproductions.org.
Okay.
Or they can just show up and we'll be selling tickets.
Okay, you just come to the door?
Yes.
Right.
But
box
calling,
office opens
calling ahead
at 7.
Of time or not?
They can call me if they want to, and I'll hold them seats.
Okay, mm-hmm. all right. I want to thank you so much for coming by, Ed Hansen and Barbara Salvatore Harrington.
Thank you
so much for coming by. It's The Dining Room, and it opens tomorrow, Talking Hearts Production. Leon Johnson, a pleasure meeting you. Let's see. Tomorrow, Boone County Museum and the Holiday Homes Tour is our topic. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is J.C. Lee. That's an easy name to say. And assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mouser. Bye-bye.